Chapter 126. Mr. Dorrit's acquaintance and Mr. Myrtle's heap of offices in the city. When Mr. Dorrit appeared at any of them on his business taking him eastward, which it frequently did, for it throve amazingly, the name of Dorrit was always a passport to the great presence of Myrtle. So the dream increased in rapture every hour, as Mr. Dorrit felt increasingly sensible that this connection had brought him forward indeed. Only one thing sat otherwise than auriferously, and at the same time lightly, on Mr. Dorrit's mind. It was the chief butler. That stupendous character looked at him, in the course of his official looking at the dinners, in a manner that Mr. Dorrit considered questionable. He looked at him, as he passed through the hall, and up the staircase, going to dinner, with a glazed fixedness that Mr. Dorrit did not like. Seated at table in the act of drinking, Mr. Dorrit still saw him through his wine glass, regarding him with a cold and ghostly eye. It misgave him that the chief butler must have known a collegian, and must have seen him in the college perhaps had been presented to him. He looked as closely at the chief butler as such a man could be looked at, and yet he did not recall that he had ever seen him elsewhere. Ultimately, he was inclined to think that there was no reverence in the man, no sentiment in the great creature. But he was not relieved by that, for, let him think what he would, the chief butler had him in his supercilious eye, even when that eye was on the plate and other table garniture, and he never let him out of it. To hint to him that this confinement in his eye was disagreeable, or to ask him what he meant, was an act too daring to venture upon. His severity with his employers and their visitors being terrific, and he never permitting himself to be approached with the slightest liberty. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.